This is the Country Racket, and we're back here with the third annual March Madness of Music. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. I am Manny Almo, joined by Brennan Straub on Guess One.
Hello, everyone.
So we have our matchup going on, Luke Bryan, and we're also going to have Florida Georgia Line going against each other. 2 o'clock is going to voting is going to open up at 2 o'clock. We will get your results for the Dead Man's Bracket at around 2 o'clock on who won what. And we are going to start off with the first 30 minutes of Luke Bryan. So here is your first Luke Bryan song, and it is called Someone Else Calling You Baby. Thanks for listening to the third annual March Madness Music here on Sterling High School Radio.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me, riding down these old back roads, singing our song. Everybody around our town's been whispering. A tear in your eye says I should have been listening. Baby, is someone else calling you? Baby, it's driving me crazy, just being in the dark. Break it to me hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to save me. It's someone else calling you, baby. You wanted time and you wanted your space, so I backed off. Never really thought you were that ready for moving along. Now I ain't leaving till I hear you say what's going on. It'll be what it will be. It's either him or me. Give me the word and girl, I'm gone. Baby, is someone else calling? Just being in the dark. Goodbye ain't ever easy, so break it to me hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to save me. It's someone else calling you, baby. To me hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to save me. Someone else calling you, baby. No, don't try to save me. Someone else calling you, baby.
That was Luke Bryan, Someone Else Calling You Baby. I am joined by Brennan Straub. Sorry.
Thanks, Manny.
So that was Luke Bryan, Someone Else Calling You Baby. What do you think about today's matchup, Brennan?
I think it's interesting. I was a little disappointed when Zach Brown Band lost last round. It's definitely disappointing in my opinion. I definitely think he's better than Florida Georgia Line, but the people voted and they wanted Florida Georgia Line to move on, so... again, it's up to the people's vote. I think both Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan are a good matchup today, so we'll just see how it goes.
So, did you know that that Luke Bryan is a co-owner of Buck Commander, the sister company to Duck Dynasty?
I did not know that, but I know ever since they started, I don't know how many years it's been, Duck Dynasty has become a huge show. I don't think maybe this year, I don't know when the next season comes on, but it's very big. So if he has a co-ownership, then he must be bringing in some money with that.
Yeah, plus him, you know, singing his concerts, plus being co-owner, has to make a buku bucks. So, like, trivia question. What's Luke Bryan's wife's name? Is it A, Caroline, B, Carolyn, C, Annie, or D, Anna?
I'm going to say A, Caroline.
That's correct. Apparently, there's some kind of a affair scandal going on. So, we'll go on to that soon as we get back from this song called Roller Coaster by Luke Bryan. Thank you for listening to the third annual March Madness of Music here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. So that was All My Roller Coaster by Luke Bryan. So as me and Brennan provided about the affair scandal, there is a rumor going around that Luke Bryan apparently slept or is seeing another woman while he is currently in his married relationship, which I don't think is true, but Caroline and him have been married for quite a while. They got married back in 2006 and have how many kids, Brennan? It's part of the trivia.
Let's see.
Let's go with two. Remember Taterbug and Bobo?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So those are his two kids, huh? Taterbug and Bobo is their nicknames. So a shout out to the Magnolia Fire Company, who have a few of their members listening. Scott Cowling, David Carberry, who is listening from 6-5, Jim Ritz from from Choose Landing. Thank you guys for, I guess not the show, but joining my Facebook Live. So we're going to go on with All My Friends Say by Luke Bryan. And we are grateful that you're listening to Sterling High School WSHS, Sterling High School Radio, our third annual March Madness Music. Don't forget, voting starts at 2.
In my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Woke up in my rocking chair, holding a beer in my hand, sporting a neon tan. My stereo cranked up, I can't find my truck. How'd I get home from the club? Ain't got a clue what went down. So I started calling.
So that was All My Friends Say by Luke Bryan. So Luke Bryan's name was actually Thomas Luther Bryan. I don't know how he got Luke Bryan from that, but I guess Luther sounds kind of like Luke, or maybe that's a synonym for Luther. So, it says Academy of Country Music Awards. Luke Bryan has won or been nominated consecutively from 2013 to 2016. He actually won ACM Award Vocal Event of the Year, and then the ACM Award for Entertainer of the Year. So he won two awards during that same award show. How does that make you feel, Brendan?
I guess that's really good for him. You win into two awards in one award show. I mean, you have to be doing something right to be doing that. Luke Bryan, our one seed, definitely deserves all the recognition he's been getting over the past couple of years. I mean, all this legal trouble might be not the best thing for his relationship at home, but his relationship with music, it's nothing but better for him at this point. So
for all you guys are listening who are tuning in, voting opens up at 2 o'clock. We will get you the voters from the Grave region, which I'm pretty sure will be MJ because, you know, he's the king of pop.
From the underground.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. I apologize. So I want to give a shout out to Jesse Bramallo, Charles Arrigo, Jim Ritz, Brielle Toff, who is sitting in on our radio show, Robert C. Ritz, and we're going to pass it off to Brendan Straub to tell us about the actual athletic part of March Madness music dealing with college basketball. Go ahead, Brendan.
So all of you basketball fans out there, some quick updates. As you know, March Madness just started today. The playing games just started, and now we're on to basketball. Duke is down by 3 to University of North Carolina Wilmington at halftime, and as well as the Butler Bulldogs are up on the Texas Tech Raiders 30-28 at halftime, along with UConn and Colorado are about to start. So it's been a fun-filled game. I've been watching some games on my phone and on some stuff, and all the games have been really good so far. So good luck to all the teams today.
Yeah, I would comment on that, but I don't really follow basketball as much. So we're going to do another Luke Bryan song called Home Alone Tonight, which I am going to be because I'm a loner. But Brendan Straub is going to come back and talk to us a little about his half hour of the show with Florida Line that we're going to be doing shortly. So thanks for listening to the third annual March Madness of Music. And as always,
what you doing in this place?
Well, I could probably ask you the same thing.
Another round, girl, what you think?
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink, so make it 7-on-7.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling up the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock, it's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up, flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance, but if you know, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night. I got a bottomless tap, so let's go. Shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock, it's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up, flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. It feels too good to let it in right here. I ain't going home alone tonight. Shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick.
gonna stop a night we won't regret. Put your drink down, throw your camera up, flip it around and snap a payback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. But you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight.
And that was Home Alone Tonight by Luke Bryan. So thanks to all my Facebook Live friends, Jesse Bromilo, Karen Russo. Jesse Bromilo is having a country war with Kenny Burdine. Apparently, Kenny doesn't like country. So going back to Luke Bryan, Luke Bryan's a great entertainer. So his, as we said for before, his full name was Thomas Luther Bryan. And he apparently has his wife's name tattooed on his buttocks and has her initial tattoo under his wedding ring. What do you think about the butt tattoo there, Brennan?
I mean, I guess if that's what he wanted.
I know.
I mean, I guess that's what
it's a really awkward discussion.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what he was thinking, but.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's if what he wanted, he wanted. So, I mean, you can't really say it. So, it's not
that's
like.
That's true. It says it was only meant for her eyes, which is why I think he got it on his butt, it says. So, go into the basketball, March Madness music, as you were just saying. Apparently, Luke Bryan likes, or, you know, likes to do, or his hobby is basketball on ESPN. Therefore, as we're talking about Luke Bryan, he's probably also watching the March Madness music. The Dukes game, I believe, is going on right now. Is that right, Brennan?
Yes, it's just started the second half.
So, he did an All-Star game anthem, and apparently there was a big controversy about his, he had writing on his hand, and they said that he wasn't a true American and all this other stuff, considering the fact that he was squinting at his hand to remember the national anthem. So what do you think about that, Brennan?
I mean, I understand some people like don't like remember lyrics. I know sometimes like I listen to a rap song, especially like sometimes you just can't understand what they're saying. So like you have to memorize, like try to like remember the words. But like, I don't know. I feel like the national anthem, a lot of people just know by heart because like you've heard it so many times that like it's hard to not know the words.
Yeah, country music is good for that. It's like it's more of a, or not country music itself, but the anthem is like you hear it and memorize it so much by like so many public events that it's more of a thought process more than like actually learning to sing it. So don't forget 2 o'clock starts voting for either Luke Bryan or Jason or the Florida Georgia Line. Sorry. 2 o'clock, we will be revealing the winners from the grave region between Michael Jackson, Nirvana, and the Beatles, and Notorious B.I.G. So we're going to do another song from Luke Bryan, and it is Country Girl, Shake It For Me, Girl. So that's my favorite song, and we're going to play that one here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is third annual March Madness Music. Good night.
Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Sunrise.
about a sweet little farmer's child. They got a little bud to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the crickets and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Like the river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Was Country Girl by Luke Bryan. So we have Brendan Straub, who is going to be taking over. Sadly, the Luke Bryan segment must come to an end. And then we're going to go to Florida Georgia Line. So our winners for the From the Grave region ended up being the Beatles, between the Beatles and Notorious B.I.G., and then between Nirvana and MJ, King of Pop, MJ won. So some people have MJ going, you know, all the way through. What do you think about that, Brennan?
I think he does deserve the recognition. There's some, I mean, as you would tell from all those people in that region, they're all dead. But I definitely think that MJ does deserve everything that he has received in his lifetime. He changed a lot of people's lives with his music, and he definitely deserves everything that he's gotten so far, especially in this tournament, too.
Yeah, that seems interesting. So to finish up our Luke Bryan show, we're just going to end it with, I guess, a trivia question, see if we can get Brennan on this one. So, all right, I'm going to say lyrics to you, and then you're going to try and tell me exactly what song it's from. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You guess? All right, so, it's called, all right, I can't tell you what it's called, obviously. So, it's Cottonwood Falling Like Snow in July. Is one of the lyrics.
And this is a Luke Bryan song?
Yeah. Cottonwood falling like snow in July. No.
Well, I'm not very good with song lyrics. I'm more good with like song names, so.
Come on down. So Strauss is joined by us. He's not really a country fan, so I know his ears are probably bleeding. So go ahead, Strauss. You want to say something about country?
It's not bad. It's just not. It's
not good.
It's just not my. It's not my. It's not my cup of tea. It's just. I respect country. Yeah. You guys are doing a great job with your show, and you've enlightened me to the. You've opened my ears up to the world of country, which is awesome.
Yeah.
However, I don't know Luke Bryan from Blake Shelton, so you. I mean, you could play really guys whatever you want, within reason, obviously.
Yeah.
And I would have no clue what the heck you guys were talking about. Now we go alt, like alt rock, 90s grunge and alternative and classic rock.
You know it all the way.
Yeah, I'm all in all the way. But and I'd like to thank you guys for doing a great job and also building up our country library, which did not exist.
Yeah, now I can scroll.
You guys came around. Now you guys can scroll down in our library, which is nice.
So we're gonna finish off with Luke Bryan, kick the dust up, just so that I don't leave you guys hanging. The answer to the lyric "Cottonwood falling like snow in July" was Luke Bryan's "Drunk on You" song. So we're going to finish up, kick the dust up, Luke Bryan, which is a very famous song.
Kick the dust
again,
up.
Thanks for listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Voting starts at 2:00. 3rd annual March Madness music.
All week long, it's a farming town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane row. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this corner. Let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock. Knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and a manifold, or burning up a back row song. Pocket it with pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better hang your boots on. Kick the dust up. Let's back it on up. Your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Just follow me down beneath the 32 bridge. Y'all'll be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and a manifold, or running up a back row song. Working it with pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better hang your boots on. Kick the dust up. Back it on up. Fill your cup up. That's what's up, up. Let's kick the dust up.
That was Luke Bryan, Kick the Dust Up, here on Starting High School Radio, 3rd Annual March Madness Music. I'm Brent Straub, taking over for Manny Alamo.
Yes,
and you're. We are now going to switch over to Florida Georgia Line at this point. They upset Zach Brown Band in the last round. Again, upset me a little bit. How do you feel about it? Do you like Florida Georgia Line better, or do you think Zach Brown Band should have won that matchup?
They're trying to trip me up here. Well, one, I don't miss Callahan to come after me. So you could probably say I would have to go with Luke, Zach Brown Band only because Ms. Callahan's probably listening. But I don't know. That's a tough decision. Like I said, country music is hard because there's a lot of great artists out there, and it's just hard to pick one, you know?
Yeah, it's really hard to honestly choose one because there are so many good ones, even if it's a group or singles, that it's really hard to just pick one country artist. Because as much as everyone says, oh, country artists, they all sound the same, they all have the same beats, they all talk about the same things, every artist has their own unique style, and I feel every country artist is different in their own certain way.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Like, no, like they all have their personal stories, and each music or song tells a different story and exactly where, you know, their background and exactly how they were raised up. So it just happens that some of them are very similar with the drinking beer and the tailgate, and I guess that's how they were raised.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you live, especially if you live down south, I mean, stuff happens. So we're going to play our first four Georgia Line. So we're going to play Round Here, one of Florida Line's better songs here on Florida. You're listening to the third annual March Madness of Music. Make sure you vote at 2 o'clock, voting about 20 minutes for Luke Bryan versus Florida Georgia Line. But first, here's Round Here, here on Southern High School Radio.
Hammer and a nail, stacking them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. And Jesse's getting ready, I'm gassing up the Chevy. I'm gonna pick her up at 6, I hope she's gonna wear them jeans with the tear that her mama never fixed. The moon comes up and the sun goes down, we finally hit a spot on the edge of town. Twist off, sip a little, pass it around. Dance in the dust, turn the radio up. And that fireball whiskey whispers temptation in my ear. It's a feeling alright Saturday night. And that's how we do it round here. Yeah, that's how we do it round here. Mud on the grips, wild cherry on her lips. I've been working and trying and flirting and dying for an all night kind of kiss. The country on the boombox, candles on the toolbox. I'm doing everything right. Got the country boy charm turned all the way on tonight. Yeah, the moon comes up and the sun goes down. We find a little spot on the edge of town. Twist off, sip a little, pass it around. Dance in the dust, turn the radio up. And that fireball whiskey whispers temptation in my ear. It's a feeling alright Saturday night. And that's how we do it round here. Yeah, that's how we do it round here.
Minute.
A little spot on the edge of town. Twist off, sip a little, pass it around. Dance in the dust, turn the radio up. And that fireball whiskey whispers temptation in my ear. It's a feeling alright Saturday night. And that's how we do it round here. Yeah, that's how we do it round here. Come on.
That was Round Here by Florida Georgia Line here on Sterling High School Radio. Shout out to my prom date, Steph Daniels, who's in the classroom at this time. Hey, Steph. So going and looking online and looking at all the Florida Georgia Line stuff, there's so much stuff. A little background. It's formed of two people, Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard. Hence, they come from Florida Georgia Line. One's from Florida, one's from Georgia. They met at Nashville's Belmont University. They began writing songs in between classes. Soon they were playing local clubs, building a fan base during the Southeast Club Circuit with their contemporary country sound. Do you think it's cool that they actually met in college?
Yeah, I think it's a unique kind of thing. I think that since they met in college, then I guess it creates more of a bond because they've been friends or whatever since college. But that's how most of these artists do start up, and it's kind of like a more like a high school or college kind of level. And then they pretty much just start off as like, you know, singing as a professional singer like me, and then like jamming out in the garage, and then it just evolves from there.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people these days, like I've been saying for the last couple shows, hearing from other groups too, that people just start from really weird, not weird places, but like they have to start wherever they start so they can begin their careers. Like these guys, I mean, they were paying college tuition, going to college classes, and starting a band at the same time. I wonder how difficult it was.
Yeah, that had to be really challenging because I know even for like me, like dealing with the high school stuff and all this other stuff, it's very challenging. And then to throw all that in there, plus not knowing exactly how the band or music is going to end up panning out, sounds, you know, it could be very difficult.
So for our next song, we're going to play, in my opinion, is the best Florida Georgia Line song. We're going to play Cruise. This is probably one of the most globally known songs. Came out in 2012. At first, it was a country song, and people just liked it, whatever. But then once Nelly came on with his part onto the song, it kind of got more of a hip-hop vibe. And it got up to actually number 4 on the Billboard 100 into the summer of 2012.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I remember when I was it feels like forever ago. the summer of 2012, I remember that song was on the radio all the time.
Yeah, even in the summer. Like, I like to, you know, pump up the stereo, put the windows down.
And I remember Cruise was on almost every single station.
Yeah.
It was so big that I feel like people need to listen to it. So we're going to listen to Cruise here on Sterling High School Radio. Here it is. Here on Starring High School Radio. I'm joined with Manny Still.
Howdy.
Along now with special guest Brielle Toff.
Hello.
So, Brielle, you wanted to come on to give us some information on the 3-on-3 basketball tournament that went on?
No, not the I wasn't there.
Then what tournament do you want to talk about?
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Brendan?
The March Madness of Music.
The bracket tournament.
Oh, okay. I was so confused. When you were talking about on the break about what you want to talk about, I honestly was trying to comprehend, but I actually really couldn't understand what you were trying to say.
This past month, I've been grading all the brackets and tallying points to see who has how many wrong. I don't know, it's been a lot of stuff, right? There's almost 200 brackets. Anyways, the best bracket so far is Erin Kriebel. Her sister, Elena Kriebel, has one of the second best, along with Lainey Gorsinski. And I think there's Paul McGrory has a really good one, Frank McClosey, and I forget the last person. But there's like six people who have really strong brackets.
What artists do you think, if they lose, will be the most detrimental to those brackets?
Well, Erin Kriebel has Florida Georgia Line in the elite. Oh, wait, no. The Final Four. And I don't think they're going to win.
Oh.
And I'm really rooting for Aaron's bracket right now. If Drake loses, it's going to be really detrimental to everyone's brackets. But I don't think he's going to lose.
Yeah, because what was it? Was it like almost 60
brackets? 70 brackets. Over 70 brackets have Drake winning the entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where they're coming from. Drake's pretty legendary these days. Yeah. Even from his star on Degrassi.
Yeah. Do you want the update on these games or no?
On the basketball game?
Yeah, we'll
get an update on the
actual. Give a shout out to over to Brielle for sports.
Okay.
And back to Brielle.
Hold on, it's loading. Sorry.
Well.
Okay. In the Duke and UNC Wilmington, is that
yes.
it? Game, Duke is winning 65-58. In the Texas Tech versus Butler game, Texas Tech has 37 and Butler has 36. And in Colorado and UConn, UConn is down by 2. Colorado has 18. And the next game that's starting is Iowa and Iona. And that starts in, it starts at 2. And I think that's soon. Yeah, 2 minutes. It starts in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I love this time of the year, especially with basketball, because you have 3 or 4 games going on at one time. It's crazy. And it's just, it's really good basketball all the time.
Brendan and I are going head to head with brackets. And I'm really excited to beat him.
We'll see about that.
Is that the basketball bracket?
Yeah.
Not really into basketball. I can't really.
I'm not really into basketball either. I have UNC winning the entire thing because UNC is in North Carolina and so is One Tree Hill.
As much as I am out of the Philadelphia area, I am a Kentucky fan. I do have Kansas. Go Jayhawks.
What does Kansas have to do with Kentucky?
They're big rivals.
Oh.
And well, that shouldn't be rooting
for people
Kansas.
Who don't know anything about the college basketball life.
I have no idea.
That's very hard for us to understand. So
66-58.
So getting back to the actual music aspect of March Madness, we're going to move on to another Florida Georgia Line song. We're going to play This Is How We Roll. Again, I think it's another one of their great songs. Brielle, I know you were a little upset when Zach Brown Band lost to Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, I was really upset, actually. I am not a fan of Florida Georgia Line, but I'm a very, very, very big fan of Zach Brown Band. I like Luke Bryan a lot, so I'm hoping he pulls in with the W, but.
Let's hope he pulls the W, so now we're going to play This Is How We Roll. You're listening to March Madness, their annual, here on Sterling High School Radio. Real tough. Maybe we'll come back and talk a little bit more about how she hates Florida Georgia Line, but here's the song for now.
Something bumping, thump thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drink's a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that feel ride. Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll. This is how we roll.
stick to our guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll. Whoa.
By Florida Georgia Line, now joined by all three spots. Now joined Manny.
Manny, the best person right here. Hello,
Strauss, who is hating on our country bracket.
I am not hating on your country bracket.
He admitted that
I admit it. It's not my bag, but I
can see.
I respect it.
I can see it in your eyes. I know. I can see the hatred in your eyes.
I was dabbing to that last song.
He was.
You can dab. You can dab to any song and nowadays.
We were dabbing together. It was
a
party.
But he dabbed to country.
It was a moment.
It was definitely a moment.
I don't understand dabbing, honestly.
Whee!
So, as we were talking about the break, voting is now live.
It is.
You can go to Sterling High School Radio
on Twitter. Vote with Brian!
I'll tell you this, that it is split right down the middle.
50-50.
Oh, 50-50. How many voters, Strauss?
Eight
votes.
Eight votes.
We need some votes.
But 8 votes in 2 minutes. Now. That is a vote every 30 seconds.
But I also
that's
like,
good math out of you.
Thank you.
I'd also like to point out that our country poll has had the most votes so far.
Wow, cool.
Has it really?
243
cool
votes.
Tell it again. Tell it at a party and you'll have no friends.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with y'all today.
Wow, there is.
That was really harsh.
I'm just kidding. Holy cow.
But seriously.
No, I mean, when the Real Marshmallow is over and that $5 is in my pocket.
Oh my gosh. Betting you're not going to get $5.
Not in the castle.
Not in the castle. So you just heard This Is How We Roll on Florida Georgia Line. And we're going to play Get Your Shine On now. closing down, about 5 minutes left. You heard voting is now open. This is another one of Florida Georgia Line's better songs.
What song is this?
Get Your Shine On.
This is a good song.
It's definitely a good song. Definitely has like that country vibe. but here it is. 30 Still on High School Radio. Get Your Shine On, Florida Georgia Line.
Strawberry shimmer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off her hips. I sparkle when she smiles, shine down on the radio dial. Homemade jar of lemon drop, take a sip, don't stop, girl. You know I love it when you get your shine on. Riding high low up on the band low, feeling lucky, got hooked up with some Kentucky Clear. So slide that little sugar shaker over here and get your shine on. We'll be right back.
you just heard Get Your Shine On for George Wine.
That's my song.
Here on 30 on Watch Madness Music on Stoning Radio. Again, voting is open. You can vote for your favorite artist. Number one, Luke Bryan, against number three, Florida Georgia Line, here at Stoning Radio on Twitter. I'm not 100% sure what the voting is as of right now. I'm pretty sure it's pretty close.
Right now, it is Luke Bryan with 64% and Florida Georgia Line with 36%. And there's a total of 14 votes. Sorry.
That's pretty good so far. It's only been on for about 8 minutes. Again, we're winding down on our show. About a minute and a half left. Give a shout out to the radio class. Keep being you guys.
There you go. Eric Hodge, our firm believer right there. Always represents us.
Give a shout out to the hip-hop region. They're up tomorrow. You're going to hear Childish Gambino against Drake. It should be a really good show. I'm also into hip-hop as well as country, so it should be a good show. Those are two of the biggest names out there right now. So you can listen to Childish Gambino against Drake tomorrow, as Eric is profusely dabbing in front of us. So I think that's going to do it.
That'll do it for
our That's another successful show.
Yeah. Sad, but successful.
It's winding down. After the show, we'll have one left.
Yep. Voting is still open until tomorrow around the same time. So get your votes in, please. And thanks
so
for listening.
To stay on our half-hour show, we're going to play a Florida Georgia Line song here to get us out of here.
Yep.
It's called Sundays. Ooh, Sundays is a good song.
Yes.
So here it is. Again, 3 a.m. March Madness music here on Stoning Radio. I hope thank you guys for listening. We love everyone. Honky Tonk Region.
Represent.
Vote for your favorite parts here. See you later, guys.
Go Knights.
I'm going to wear my flip-flops and I'm going to play some flip cup and rock a little bit of hip-hop and Haggard and Jagger and throw a 20 on the cornhole game. If I'm lucky, yeah, I might get laid the way that it's going. That kid gone. Kitchen sink and stick a pink umbrella in your drink. The way that we're feeling, we gone by this evening. But all I wanna do today is wear my favorite shades and get stoned. Work a little less, play a little more. That's what this day is for. And all I wanna do is lace my jeans and lay some Jack in my cup. Work on my layback, ain't nothing wrong. Sun.